If there's one thing many parents of teenagers agree on, it's that their kids aren't getting enough sleep, at least during the school year. And studies show that lack of sleep often results in physical and mental health problems. Now, the American Academy of Pediatrics is recommending that schools delay their class start times for high schoolers and middle schoolers until at least 8:30 a.m. so students can sleep later. Judith Owens is director of sleep medicine at Children's National Medical Center, and she's the lead author of the Academy's policy statement titled School Start Times for Adolescents. Dr. Owens, welcome to Here and Now.
Thank you.
And Dr. Owens, we've read that there actually is research showing that many adolescents and young adults suffer from lack of sleep. How much sleep does the average teenager need?
Well, somewhat to many parents' surprise, the average teenager needs somewhere between 8.5 and 9.5 hours of sleep per night. And the vast majority of them are not getting anywhere near that amount of sleep.
And what is it about teenagers biologically or physiologically that require that amount of sleep?
There's a very important change in biological change that occurs at around the time of puberty, which basically means that there is a shift in what's called our body's circadian rhythm, our biological clock, so that teenagers have a hard time falling asleep much before 11 p.m. And because they need that 8.5 to 9.5 hours of sleep, that means that they are biologically programmed to wake at around 8 a.m., a time when many of them are already halfway through their first period class.
So when kids are sort of snoozing in school, they're sort of nodding off, are you basically saying we need to be cutting them some slack?
Well, I wouldn't term it cutting them slack. I would term it giving them the opportunity to get the sleep that they need, because we know that there are very significant consequences to not doing that. And those range from effects on physical health, like an increased risk of obesity and type 2 diabetes, to safety concerns, an increased risk for drowsy driving accidents, and performance issues, so that students who don't sleep as much as they need get poorer grades, and they do less well on standardized tests.
I'm wondering if there may be parents out there thinking, or maybe even teachers, you know, they think the kids often are up till the wee hours of the morning doing homework. Should schools be doing something to cut back on homework for kids? Is that a solution? If they have less schoolwork, they may go to bed earlier.
Well, I think that's part of the solution. Also, another very important issue is the use of electronic media that many teenagers are indulging in the late evening hours. We know that watching TV, using computers, texting, all of those things are stimulating and tend to keep you up. And even the light from those computer and TV screens can suppress your body's production of the hormone melatonin, which is one of the most important signals to your body that it's time to go to sleep. So there are clearly additional measures that need to be taken and education that needs to be done. But what I would say is that at the end of the day, if school starts at 7:15 or 7:20, it's virtually impossible for teenagers to get enough sleep.
I want to note on electronic media that I imagine there are times when parents think their kids have gone to bed, but in fact you have a teenager up, you know, maybe under the covers with that cell phone texting. So despite a parent's best efforts, it might be backfiring.
Well, absolutely. And interestingly, in 2006, the National Sleep Foundation conducted a poll of sleep in adolescents. And even though 80% of adolescents were getting less than the amount of sleep they need, 71% of parents thought their teens were getting enough sleep. So there's a lot of misinformation out there, and part of our job is to provide education, and some of that education really should come through your primary care physician, your child's pediatrician.
If the school day were to start later for many high schoolers and middle schoolers, that would obviously have a big impact on schools and how they schedule classes. Did the Academy take that into account, or did it really just focus on teenage health?
Absolutely. I think that the Academy really takes very seriously the challenges that are involved in the decision that a school district makes to implement school start time delay. But what I would add is that there are at least, to our knowledge, 70 school districts across the country representing some 1,000 high schools which have already implemented this, and almost none have gone back. They've stayed at the later start times. So again, at the end of the day, this measure has such a compelling positive benefit influence on adolescents' health that it's really hard to argue that schools should not do this despite the challenges involved.
Dr. Owens, for teenagers who now have to be at school much earlier than 8:30, do you have any advice for them on what they could do to be more alert during the day or make up for lack of sleep?
Well, certainly sleeping in on weekends is not a good solution by and large, because first of all, it doesn't really help you be more alert during the school week, which is when you really need to be performing at your best. And that shift on weekends to a later bedtime and later wake time further disrupts your circadian rhythm and actually worsens the problem. So these kids are kind of in this semi-permanent state of jet lag, if you will. So what we would advise if, you know, teenagers really can't get an adequate amount of sleep during the night is to take a short restorative nap in the mid to late afternoon, meaning 15 to 30 minutes, just to recharge your batteries, kind of get yourself back on track, but not long enough so that it interferes with your ability to fall asleep that night.
Judith Owens is Director of Sleep Medicine at Children's National Medical Center, and she's the lead author of an American Academy of Pediatrics policy statement recommending that schools delay start times for high schoolers and middle schoolers until at least 8:30 a.m. Dr. Owens, thanks for talking with us.
You're very welcome.
And Robin and I are noticing that our listeners are already weighing in on this issue on our Facebook page. Heather Mapstone of Austin, Texas says her daughter's 9 a.m. high school start time is, quote, she says it's a beautiful thing. Here's what Heather writes. I can actually count on my kid getting up and getting ready and out the door on her own. I know this has upped her GPA as well.
9 a.m. Well, you have Fernando Mez and Chris Decker, who still think it's the kids that you get to bed earlier to make waking up easier. But that is harder than ever with all the electronics. So tell us your thoughts. Should middle and high schools delay start times so kids can get more sleep? Go to facebook.com/hereandnowradio or go to hereandnow.org. 9 a.m.
I wish I had that wake up time in high school.
Let us know your thoughts.